Good morning, Trinity. I'm glad and thankful that you could join me on Thursday morning with me being on vacation. Things got a little crazy, and we'll report from the council meeting last night or Tuesday night. But before I get too far, hang in here with me today, because we need to talk about homosexuals, and I want to let you know that's coming, but I have some announcements to take care of. First of all, I'm not sitting in my chair, in my desk. I thought I'd be a little bit like Franklin Roosevelt in his fireside chats. For those of you who remember them, God bless you. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, look it up in a history book. We need some things done here at the church as we move forward into the summer, as we get ready to make plans for the fall, and those are already happening. We have some problems of success, and so we have to address those. And the first and foremost on that is we need tech people for the services we're streaming on Sunday morning. We've got a group of faithful people who started coming in when we started streaming our services, when we couldn't come into the sanctuary. They're continuing to do that. But now we're doing two services, and the volunteers are going to have to be here 5 hours or so on Sunday morning. So we need folks to come in. You don't have to be technically skilled. We will teach you that. You will never be solo until you're very comfortable. But we're looking for probably 3 to 6 people to make 2 teams who can come in and do the service on Sunday morning. Think about that. If you've been enjoying the stream services, we need you to think about coming and helping with that. Okay. Also, now that we are back in the building, and this gets difficult, I understand, because we have ongoing COVID concerns. Some people are comfortable coming into the building. Some people are not. We need people to help us with our worship, the assisting ministers, the readers and such. So if you're a reader, going to read the scripture, if you feel comfortable, come on in on Sunday morning, wear your mask. We're doing everything we can to socially distance and such. We can make that happen. If you're uncomfortable coming in, we can set up that you could come into the church. One person would be here to record you reading that, and we will just put that into the service as a pre-recorded video. And that would be a way for you to participate and to help get the jobs done that we need done on Sunday morning. To the folks who have been ushering and doing communion assistant, thank you, thank you, thank you. We need more. So this is your church. It's time for us to start getting a little bit out of our comfort zones and doing the things that we can do to make our church work better, okay? At the council meeting the other night, we talked about a lot of important things that are happening in the fall. We talked about the fact that the pumpkin show has been officially canceled in the fall, and we thought maybe this might be something that we could help with. I mentioned that I was surprised at the people who lined up last year to have their picture taken with the prize-winning pumpkin. And I'm thinking, well, we got this huge parking lot. Maybe we can talk to the pumpkin growers and the pumpkin show people and say, hey, you know, set up your big pumpkin display there, and people can come by and do their pumpkin thing. So we're looking for ways to stay connected to the church, connected to the community. As things change with COVID from week to week, we know that's hard. One of the things we did was we put in place a plan for if things change and the CDC recommendations radically change here for us in Pickaway County, that we can we know what the next steps will be. And as soon as we get the language finalized on that, we will let the congregation know. But we are always, everything we do has got safety in mind. So feel free, if you need to be out and about, stop by the church. If you need to pick up and get a newsletter or whatever, we can do that. Speaking of newsletters, we had a long discussion about that, and there'll be a letter about that, and we'll one call about this, but in this format, The decision was made not to mail through the old United States Postal Service, mail them out anymore. And so the initial reality of that is we have spent less money on postage. We have spent less money on paper. We have spent less money on our copy machine. And so we are saving money. But know this, if you are a shut-in, okay, you are going to get it mailed to you, okay? If you do not have the ability to get out of your house and would like a copy sent to you, call the church office. We will get a copy mailed to you. If you can, come by the church when you're out getting your groceries or seeing your doctor. Swing by the church. There's always a pile here by the office for folks to pick up. We keep some in the narthex so when our visitors come on Sunday morning, they can pick up a copy as well. This is a way of moving the church forward. We didn't anticipate having to deal with COVID, which would make it difficult for people to get out and about. But we thank you for your patience. We thank you for your understanding and assistance in this, in saving the church money. How did that work? We saved all that money making copies, and we were able to buy hand sanitizers to put by the doors. So it's amazing how we saved money in one area and suddenly we had a need in another. And the good people at Trinity here had figured out how we can do these things. Financially, I was told the other night, thank you for your stewardship and your ongoing financial support. Because of that, the COVID crisis or whatever, we are okay. We are paying our bills, we are paying our salaries, and our income is balanced with our expenses, and that's a good thing in this crazy time. So if you've been sending in your money via the mail or electronically or dropping off your offering, we thank you for that, and we appreciate it because it allows us to continue to do our outreach and do our ministry as a church here in Pickaway County and here in Circleville. So thank you for that. On a personal note, these are crazy times. And I'm speaking here personally now as your interim pastor. I had no idea when I started that I would be dealing with COVID. I knew that I would be here and help you folks make the transition from previous pastors to getting a new pastor and helping you prepare yourselves and doing the things that needed to be done to get the congregation on an even keel again. And so nobody anticipated COVID, and so here we are. And so personally, this is going to sound strange, but it's really kind of fun for me. This new challenge, this new perspective on ministry. Certainly I'm doing things that I had never anticipated doing, like sitting here in my office talking to you by looking in a camera and a microphone. But here we are. So as we think about these new things, and as I think about us moving forward, we have a lot of important decisions to make. We have a lot of important things to figure out how we are going to do them. The preschool board met last week and looked at their challenges and is moving forward to saying, how can we be ready to go in September to serve the children and their families in the coming months? We're having conversations about how we can better connect, specifically doing different things, how we can connect families from the preschool with the ministry of the church, and what can the church do to make those folks feel more connected to the Trinity family. So those kind of things are going on. Education ministry will be meeting next week to talk about how we are going to do catechism in the fall. What are our options for Sunday school classes, particularly for our young people. On that line, I'll be looking for volunteers in the congregation who will do 5-minute kid talks, for lack of a better word, on Sunday morning. They can be pre-recorded, and we'll just add them to our stream service so that our Sunday service has a section like before for our children. And so that's something that we are going to start doing. So be expecting to call some of you from me saying, hey, I heard you might be a good person to help with this. What do you think? We could use your help. Trinity needs your help now more than ever. So think about it, pray about it. And just so you don't call me up and say, well, you said this and then didn't say anything more about it, let's talk about homosexuals. When I first got here back in October of 2019, and gosh, that seems like forever, I sat down with the leadership, and we talked about the call process and that, and I said it would be helpful if one of the things that the congregation wrestled with would be, would they be willing to accept a pastor who was homosexual? Back in 2009, the ELCA made some decisions on that and basically left that the answer to that question up to each congregation. And so now that you are actively looking for a pastor, this is a time for you as a congregation to start thinking about that. What would it mean to have a homosexual pastor? What would it mean to have a homosexual couple? And so you will be receiving a letter from President of the Congregation, Tim Stevenson, and myself, addressing this issue more formally and letting you know how we are going to talk about that and how we are going to have discussion about that. Obviously, the COVID restrictions are going to make it difficult, but one of the blessings we have here at Trinity is we have space. We can come together and we can spread out and be together and at the same time be safe in our distancing. And so, but it's time for that to happen. And so you will hear from me in future weeks, some of my thoughts about that. I will be present in those conversations, and I just trust that we will be what we are called to be, caring and listening Christians. If you're like most other Christian communities and Christian congregations, I would expect that you will not be united in your views on this issue. And there will be differences of opinions, and that's to be expected, and that will be welcomed. But we will not allow ourselves to get angry with one another and get nitpicky with one another. We're going to discuss with respect. We're going to listen with respect. And we're going to let Christian love dominate this conversation and this process. So let's just prepare ourselves for that. And finally, my final thoughts are the picture that's sitting above my head. When I first came here, I didn't think I'd be here that long. I didn't bring in a lot of personal stuff. I brought in some things. But the longer I'm here, the more ownership I am of taking of this office space. But I am more than willing to give it up as soon as you get a new pastor. But I brought in this picture, and so I can sit at my desk and look at it. It's a picture that Debbie and I got to commemorate our 45th wedding anniversary, and we kind of like it. I kind of like it. What used to hang there was a picture of the Last Supper, so Jesus was out, and this picture is in, and it's called Sunset. And so I invite you, if you wander in the office, to come in and look at that. We are not great art collectors, but we know what we like, and when we saw this, it was a picture that we liked, and we put it there, and it was just a reminder for the two of us of our journey together as husband and wife for these 45 plus years now. And I look at it every day as I sit in my office, and it reminds me of the journey I'm taking with you. Not only this journey of time and ministry, but also the spiritual journey as we as brothers and sisters in Christ are moving forward to God's planned future with unexpected things. So I still feel a little bit like Moses leading the congregation from the bondage and slavery of Egypt to the promised land. But who knew that the wilderness journey between slavery in Egypt and the promised land was going to be filled with COVID cooties. But we will not be overcome by that. We will not be stopped by that. We will continue to find ways to be God's faithful people in the midst of this health crisis. So I'm looking forward to the weeks and months to come. And no matter what comes, I am confident that God will show us a path, and I am confident that we have the faith and the courage to walk the path that lies before us. Thanks for listening. Looking forward to the difficult conversations that are coming, but looking forward with joy. Have a good week, and I will see you guys on Sunday.